You know, the area around Utah State University, we continue to try to improve and work on it. Just the process of, I mean, I was born and raised in Logan and lived down below the university along the Boulevard area, and I've watched the transition happen between once residential family, and now it's changed. And how has it changed that people become older, they retire, they pass away in the home, now is the family estate, and what do we do with it? Because family, the kids have moved. And then it opens it up to the rental. So they buy a home to build their assets, and then in the past the city has made mistakes. We've taken those homes and let some pretty nasty things happen to them, and a lot of those older homes that have in those situations have been grandfathered, meaning it was single family setup, was never set up to handle six or seven parking lots, and that's kind of where the park strip stepped in, and we do issue a parking permit for those that have to park out on the road so that you're not ticketed during those snow removal times. The other process is that because of the close proximity to the residents, to the university, and you look at Blue Square and some of the projects happening, it comes with controversy because people live below them. But the bottom line is that we become more of a walkable community, a bicycling community. And I think that's going to be the option. If you want to make it to class on time, probably best to do it on foot than try to find a parking and get a booting on your vehicle.
Yeah.